Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. We're diving deep into something super important today. Navigating those messy, chaotic waves of emotional turmoil. You know, those times when life feels like a roller coaster with no brakes. We've all been there, right? Whether it's dealing with personal setbacks, witnessing injustice, or just the everyday stress of juggling a million things, sometimes our emotions can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about suppressing our feelings, it's about understanding them and responding with wisdom and grace. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful forces, but they don't have to control you. You can choose how you react to them. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate emotional turmoil with more empathy and compassion for ourselves and others. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step is simply acknowledging what you're feeling. Don't try to bury it or pretend it's not there. Say it out loud, write it down, let yourself experience the full spectrum of those emotions. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, avoiding your feelings just makes them fester and grow stronger. 2. Understand your triggers. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Identifying your emotional triggers can help you anticipate and manage difficult situations more effectively. Think about past experiences where there are certain themes or patterns that led to intense emotions. Recognizing these triggers empowers you to take proactive steps to protect your emotional well-being. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a dear friend going through a similar situation. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone experiences setbacks, it's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up over it, learn from it and move forward. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. When things get overwhelming, take a moment to breathe and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Mindfulness practices like meditation or even just taking a few deep breaths can help you create space between your emotions and your reactions. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster. 5. Respond with empathy. When others are struggling, remember that they are going through their own unique journey. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Responding with empathy and compassion can make a world of difference in diffusing conflict and fostering understanding. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? You know that feeling when everything feels out of control, like an emotional tsunami is about to wash over you? Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was working on this big project, and it was pushing me to my limits. Deadlines loomed, pressure mounted, and suddenly, every little thing felt like a catastrophe waiting to happen. I started snapping at people, feeling irritable, and losing sleep over every tiny detail. It was a classic case of letting my emotions take the wheel. But then, I had this conversation with a mentor who reminded me about the power of empathy and self-compassion. He said, "Taylor, sometimes you need to be your own biggest cheerleader. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend going through the same thing with kindness, understanding, and encouragement." The simple shift in perspective was a game changer. Instead of getting caught up in the negativity, I started focusing on what I could control. My effort, my attitude, and my reactions. I took breaks, practiced mindfulness, and reminded myself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. That doesn't mean I'm failing. By cultivating empathy for myself, I was able to navigate that stressful period with more grace and resilience. Alright, folks, let's recap. Acknowledging your feelings, understanding your triggers, practicing self-compassion, cultivating mindfulness, and responding with empathy. These are the tools we have to navigate emotional turmoil with strength and wisdom. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all experience ups and downs. But by embracing these Stoic principles, we can learn to weather any storm with more courage and clarity. So, what's one thing you're going to try today? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, or practicing some self-compassion by treating yourself to something nice. Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep striving for that mental fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.